And there were several attempts made on Rob's life. They tried to kill him. They tried to run him over. He had a little Hillman car. And we were on the way to pick at that swimming pool one day, and a Klan car tried to bump him off the road. And it happened right in front of the state police post. And the state police were standing out watching what was going on. And they never once tried to intercede to stop it. An attempt on his life right in plain view of the state police, and they did nothing. It just happened that Rob was able to outmaneuver them and was reaching for his rifle. And so the Klan attackers just sped off. He reported it to the chief of police, and the chief of police told him, if you go and bring him in, we'll see if we can issue a warrant for him. So, the collusion was there. They were working with the Klan. The FBI was working, supporting them. They were trying to preserve their system of segregation that had been enforced for so many years that was about to be cracked.
Negroes need not be told by any philosophy or by any political party that racial oppression is wrong, that racial oppression itself inspires the Negro to rebellion. And it is on this ground that the people of Monroe have protested. It is on this ground that the people of Monroe have refused to conform to the standards of Jim Crow life, of Jim Crow society. It is on this basis that they have struck out against inhumanity of racial prejudice.